eye-popping plaid pants and a pea-green jacket, it's hard to miss Dr. Richard Bedlack.
I try to wear loud clothes. I'll tell you why in a second.
Bedlack says his funky threads inspire positive energy for patients in despair. Bedlack is the director of the Duke ALS Clinic. His patients have amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Their motor neurons gradually stop functioning. They lose movement, speech, and eventually their breathing, to a disease that scientists are still struggling to understand and cure.
We don't have what are called biomarkers. You know, like if you want to study heart disease, well, we know a biomarker for heart disease is cholesterol. If you want to study diabetes, we know that a biomarker there is your hemoglobin A1C.
With ALS, it's not so simple. Diagnosis can take more than a year. That process is often clouded by incorrect diagnoses. The symptoms can mimic other neurological diseases, and ALS manifests differently in different patients.
The textbooks say people who are in their 60s get ALS. Well, that's generally true, but I've seen people as young as 15 and as old as 90. And they say that people live on average about 3 years.
In some cases, it can last much longer.
I went to a lot of doctors before I found out.
Tony Salazzo has a rare form of ALS called PLS, or primary lateral sclerosis. PLS doesn't affect all of Tony's motor neurons at the same time, like standard ALS would. So while most ALS patients lose all of their motor skills within a year or two, Tony has been losing them gradually for the past 8.
Right now, I can't tell you. I mean, I know where they should be, but I can't feel my legs. I don't know where they are.
When doctors confirmed Tony's diagnosis, he and his wife Liz moved into their basement, which the VA helped renovate into an ALS-friendly space. There are rolling side tables, a machine that helps Tony breathe, and a special lift.
So, but you have up and down, and then side to side buttons. She's getting the...
That helps Tony move from his bed to his bathroom. Liz says she and Tony used to visit support groups, but watching the disease progress faster in other patients was too difficult.
Oh, it scared us to death.
We said,
I'm not sure, you know, we want to go in here, and he said that.
One person who seems to be immune to the depression surrounding this disease, Dr. Bedlack.
There's a tremendous sense of hope in the community now. We've got more studies underway now than we've ever had in the history of ALS.
He's keeping close tabs on recent studies that might point to a cause, which could lead to a cure. But like its baseball namesake, Lou Gehrig, this disease occasionally throws a curveball.
The most bizarre of all the progressors are the ones who reverse.
When he's not treating patients, Bedlack runs ALS Untangled, a program he calls the X-Files of ALS. He interacts with ALS patients on his website to investigate alternative treatments and rumors about miracle cures. To him, these reversal cases are signs of hope and could mean a different life for patients like Tony.
Very soon, we will have something that dramatically slows down the progression of ALS, even if we don't find the cause of it.
Until researchers find the cure, Bedlack is wearing optimism on his bright green sleeves. In Durham, I'm Avery Hall.